So Katie Harris is going to come now and share with us how to not build a website, because everybody has a website, but to build a website that converts. In other words, equals money. Yes or yes? Come on up here, Katie. Yay. Woo. Walking music. There you go.
Yeah. So good, Michelle. And then Howard asked you a question that was kind of quiet. How many of you would like to make some money? Yeah. Woo! Now we're talking. Let's do this. What a phenomenal afternoon, and I'm so excited to be here with you. Just finished writing a book with my good friend Eric Sprague, and so I loved everything that Michelle was saying, and we're really excited to have some copies of that here. I pulled some parts of that together for our conversation today. Right? We're going to be on this road to seven figures, eight figures, wherever you're at on your road right now. Like, we're going to be on this road, and there's some things that we need to know how to do. There's some things that some people have figured out and can make it a little bit easier for you. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I had no intention of being an entrepreneur. Okay. That was just not my plan. I am a journalist at heart, and I love people, and I love telling people's stories. And when my youngest kid started first grade, I got a call from the newspaper that said, hey, come back and work for us again. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to do that. I went back to work. Soon after that, I met a really smart person who was really great at digital marketing, and I followed him out of a meeting one day, and I told him he should hire me. He was 22 years old, and he was so smart. And it comes to something that I've found is just true, and that is never miss the opportunity when it presents itself. So 17-year-old up on this stage, how cool is that, right? Being able to step forward and take opportunities is something that's led me down a really great path. I am the founding partner of a couple different digital marketing agencies, GetFound First and Spot On Solutions. The only difference between the two is Spot On Solutions focuses on the home service industry, because that's just a little bit different when it comes to marketing and what you need to do with it. I am the mom of three kids and three beautiful grandkids that are my pride and joy. I'm so excited. Next week, I'm going to fly out to Ithaca, New York, and I'm going to jump on an airplane because those three grandkids got to fly across the country. And I looked at my son and thought, you're going to need some help. So there's only one person in the world that likes to get on an airplane across the country with three babies, and that is a grandma. So I can't wait for it. I'm so excited for it. This is my team right here. And I got to tell you, we are located in Blackfoot, Idaho. Anybody ever been to Blackfoot, Idaho? It's because it's about this big. Super rural town in Idaho. And we started building two digital agencies in Blackfoot, Idaho. I tell you that because whatever you're working for, whatever your dream is, you can make it happen wherever you are. We are in Blackfoot, Idaho, and one day in 2015, we got a call from Google. And Google said, you've been selected as a premier partner agency, and we'd like to come out and visit. And we were like, is this a joke? Like, are we getting punked right now? What is happening? And Google said, we want to invest in agencies that are making a difference for their clients, and so we'd like to come out to Blackfoot and visit you, and they did. And that day was super pivotal for us. They told us that we could think bigger, that we could do more, that we were making a difference for our clients, and they wanted to help us do that for more. And so Google invested in us and helped us put together a training program. We had to decide, how are we going to take care of these people? Are we going to, you know, work remote? Are we going to hire overseas? What are we going to do? And we decided we were going to build a team in Blackfoot, Idaho. And with Google's help, we put together a training program that I think is one of the best digital marketing training programs in the United States. And I've had the honor of being able to share pieces of that with a lot of you Inner Circle members for the last couple of years on the digital marketing training every Wednesday. How many of you have been on that? Some of you have had the coolest stories to share with me. And so thanks for jumping on those on Wednesdays. There are things you can learn about digital marketing that will make a difference for you. Are there terrible digital agencies? Yes. Is there so much information to understand it can just be totally overwhelming? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to help you understand some of the things you can do and that will make a difference and move the needle for your business. Okay, does this look familiar?
Yeah. Put your glasses on first.
First thing, you put your glasses on first. Okay. Now we know how old you are. So First thing we do in the morning, do we pick up our phone? Last thing we do at night, look at our phone? It is, right? This has changed. This has changed what's happening for us as marketers. You have to know that this right here is a huge opportunity for you, but it's also totally changed the customers that we're trying to get in touch with. So there is a lot of research that says that we touch our phones between 58 and 150 times a day. I think that is a really, really low number, right? What are all the things you touch your phones for? Check your email, check the time, check the weather, look at a text. Make sure it's still there, right? We touch our phones so many times a day, and guess what that means for you? You can be in front. You can be in front of your clients 24/7. That's a huge opportunity for you. But here's the thing. This world is becoming much more, it's just evolving, and it's so much more complex. And how your customers are making decisions is different now than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And we need to evolve with it and do some things. The customers now, all of us, right? Like, we are more demanding. Is this true? We can 100% blame Amazon for this. I will not order something without free delivery in 2 days. Right? So that translates over. That translates over to our clients. Do you feel like your clients are more demanding? Do you feel like they're more impatient? Do you feel like they're more curious? It's because they can get whatever information they need in the palm of their hands 24/7. This is a huge opportunity for us, right? So the big question is, like, what do we do with that information? How do we even know where to put our focus? And no matter what we're going to talk about, no matter who's going to be up here talking, anything we say that's about growing your business, there's one thing that I want you to remember. It doesn't matter if it's digital marketing, referral marketing, traditional marketing, leadership, whatever we're talking about, never lose sight of this one thing. When you focus on the user, everything else follows. Okay? We're going to talk about websites in a minute. I don't want you to lose track of that thought right there. Focus on the user. Know your customer. Everything you do, focus on them. Know them. Understand them. Don't lose sight of what you're doing if it benefits them, right? And everything else will follow. Okay. There's research that says there are 500 digital touch points or touch points that somebody makes before they make a decision to purchase something. 500 times somebody needs to see something before they make a decision, right? Where all are they seeing your brand? Think right now. Where does your brand show up? And shout some out for me. Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, your vans, your vehicles that are out on the road, yes. Your signage, your physical location, your Google Business Profile. So many things. The shirts that your techs are wearing around, the hats that you give away. They see you at the Chamber of Commerce lunches. All these are places that we're having touch points with people that are going to be impactful. I had the honor of co-authoring this Road to Seven Figures with Eric Sprague, and I'm so excited. You're going to get to hear him talk in just a little while because he's really a master of figuring out how to do this. But my goal is, right, we want all of you in that top 5%. 5% of people, 5% of entrepreneurs make it to this seven figures number, and we want it to be every single one of us in this room doing that. And together we can share some information to do it. When we decided to invest in our company in Blackfoot, we decided we knew we'd need to build a team. And so we got a bigger office. And one of my employees, the very first employee I ever hired, my very first team member, said, I'd like to do a mural in our office. And it says, elevating people and businesses. That's our vision. That's our purpose. We do digital marketing, but we do it for this purpose, to elevate people and businesses. So this girl that's worked for me forever that does nothing creative in my office at all, nothing creative, created that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's huge. You walk in my office and it's the first thing you see. We did not know she had that talent, right? There are things that we can do when we open our minds a little bit and take some opportunities. She stepped forward and said, I want to do that. And that's what happened. Pretty cool. Okay, let's talk marketing, right? This is one of my favorite things to talk about. Have you ever thought to yourself, there is just so much to do. I don't know what I should do. And as soon as I figure something out, Google's going to change it. Have you ever thought that? This is why you feel like that, because there's so much to do. There's so much to do and learn. It's like, okay, I'm going to go figure out Google Ads, and you think you figured it out. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. There's shopping ads. There's search ads. There's local service ads. And by the way, those are also called Google Guaranteed. There's display campaigns. There's remarketing campaigns. And there's YouTube ads that you can run too. So when you feel like there's a lot to learn and you don't know what to focus on or how to learn it fast enough, this is why you feel like that. There really is a lot we can do. There's also a lot of opportunities. I'd like to spend like a whole day and talk to you about every single one of them and the different strategies and what's right for your business. But today, we're going to focus on the website. All right? We're going to focus on the website because almost everything we're going to do to make money, right, to drive leads, to make our phone ring, is going to drive right to our website. This is the foundation of what we're going to do. When people ask me, what should I do? What is the first thing I should do? The question I ask them is, how is your website? So I'll ask you, how is your website? Who has a phenomenal website? So proud of it. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You're welcome. Yeah, that was so fun. Thank you. Some of you I've helped build websites for. I love that. Thank you. How many of you haven't looked at your website for a very long time? Yeah. Sometimes we're the last to look at our website. And how many of you are a little bit embarrassed to tell anybody that you have a website? Your hands went up way too fast. Yes. So it's the first question to ask, though, is how is my website? Because a website that converts is not just a digital billboard. It's actually your digital storefront, right? Do any of you have businesses where people are not coming to you, you're going to them? Yeah. Service businesses, we don't have a storefront, right? But we do have a digital storefront, and we want it to be the foundation of our marketing. We heard a lot of conversations about making your foundation strong, right? And when your foundation is strong, everything can stand. That is true of your marketing as well. The foundation is your website. And so if you're wondering, what do I need to do to improve my marketing? Take a look first at your website, because all the other tactics that we're going to do to drive leads are going to go to this website. Okay, let's talk about a storefront. What would you expect of a very nice store that you walked into? What would you want to see?
Cleanliness.
Yeah.
Variety.
Okay.
Easy to do business.
Somebody's right there ready to help you. You know exactly what to do. Somebody said organization. Was that one?
Engaging.
Yeah. Does your website do those things? Because it can. All right, it really, really can. Okay, we're going to talk about these 10 things. These 10 steps are in the book that we have out there for you that we would love to share with you today. But these are 10 of the steps that you just need to take a look at with your website in order to make it convert. We have built thousands of websites over the past decade, and there are 10 things that are true always in a website that converts. So the first one is to clarify your message. How much have we heard that today? Clarify your message. You got it? Do you know what your vision is and who you are? And can you get that across clearly enough, not just to your team, right, but across in your website? You want to have this clear message. You want to know a couple of things. You've got to know who you are very clearly so that you can start to understand who your clients are and how you're going to talk to them, right? One thing I want you to know is you are not your client. We make that mistake all the time. We start building our websites to what we like. That's why you'll see a lot of websites that have trucks and equipment on them. Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't want to do that. That's not going to convert because you are not your client, right? We want to know who they are. We want to know where they hang out. When somebody comes to our website, there's just a few things they need to know. And if you follow Donald Miller and the Story Brand, he's going to teach you this beautifully, right? Do not make them burn any calories to figure out who you are, what you do, and how they purchase. Who you are, what you do, and how they purchase. And Donald Miller says, do not make them burn any calories. Remember, we're demanding, we're impatient, we're all those things to do that. Okay, second thing. I want you to pay attention to your website on what's above the fold. I talked to you about, I started my career in journalism, and I was like old school journalism, right? I was in a press room with an actual newspaper in my hand and cutting and pasting up a newspaper. So I still kind of love a newspaper. But with your website, it's what's above the scroll. Okay, if you have to scroll down, that is not the place for your most important information. Above the scroll, above the fold, is where we want our most important information to go. Most important information, who you are, your logo, right? Make it perfectly clear who you are, how they contact you, your phone number, a form, whatever is the best way, schedule a meeting, whatever is your preferred way of talking to them, above the fold. Primarily, that's going to be a phone number. Okay, above the fold. And then you're going to have some messaging, some really emotional messaging that makes it clear who you are and why they would want to do business with you and how you are going to make their lives better. This is going to be above the scroll. Okay. Also, sometimes people will call and they want to do a website and they're like, I want mine to be unique. I want mine to be different than everybody else's. Have you ever thought that? There's a reason. There's a psychological reason why some websites are pretty similar. There's a reason the logo is on the right and the phone number is all, I'm turned around now. There's a reason the phone number is here, and or the logo is here, the phone number is here, the image is here. We read in a Z direction, right? We read just like this. Don't make somebody who is demanding and impatient and all those things think hard about what they're doing. We see so many websites and have so much information come in at us that when we see it, we want it to be somewhat familiar. And so there are things you can do that psychologically will help people connect with you and make a decision quicker, okay? The things that are above the scroll matter. Most important things above the scroll, who you are, what you do, how they contact you, how they buy, and that connection. Make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, let's talk about this idea of contact visibility just a little bit. It sounds really too simple. But having stuff where people can just see it prominently displayed at the top of the page is really important. And so when you tell somebody to call now, right, we've just put our most important things at the top of the page. On a website, this is called a header. Okay, this is in your header. You want your header to be sticky. What that means is, as I scroll down the page, that header is going to collapse and come with me. So everywhere I go, on every single page of the website, you want your header to be sticky. You want it to follow wherever they go so they always see who you are, what you do, how they contact you. Who you are, what you do, how they contact you. Make it scroll down the page with you. Okay, let's talk calls to action. It is funny, but people will actually do what you tell them to do. So if your phone number is up at the top of your page and it's just your phone number, that's fine. We all know that's a phone number. We all know we're supposed to call it. But there is a lot of psychology behind the fact that when you add call now, the likelihood that somebody's going to call increases. So use smart calls to action throughout your website. Put your strongest call to action above the scroll, and then put other calls to action that are important to who you are and the service you offer throughout the website. Not in one place, not in two places. Throughout the website, we want to have calls to action. If you are an emergency 24/7 business, how many of you are that? Yeah, we work with a lot of emergency service businesses. You want to be sure and say multiple times, emergency 24/7, right? Available 24/7. Think about your calls to action. Okay, we talked about not having equipment on our page. Here's the thing. People do not want to buy from you the problem they already have. People are looking for the solution. So you want to show them that solution. Okay? You want to be the guide, the expert, the authority that's going to take them from the problem they already have. They do not need to see the flooded basement. They know they have a flooded basement. They're standing in it. They don't need to see that. Okay? What they need to see is his dad happy in his house playing with his kid again? Think about what they want and take them there. Show them that you know how to do that. Might be the first time they've had that challenge, but it's not the first time you've solved it. So use emotional photos and use emotional videos to help you do that. Make sense? All right, who needs to change some photos on their website? We do, because we get thinking in this different mindset. We get thinking about who we are and what we do. And there is some truth to having some images that show the pain, right? There is some truth to having that. That is powerful. To tell the part of the story that says, this sucks right now, right? Like, you can tell that part of the story. It is powerful in your marketing, but what we miss the opportunity to do is tell this part. I know how to get you where you want to be, and this is how you do it. And we're going to do it very simply in just a few steps. We're not going to make the process complicated. We're going to make it very, very simple. Okay, another very important thing when you are creating your website or updating your website is you need to make sure that it is optimized for search engines. We have two audiences that come to our website. Number one, the customers we want to work with that are going to give us money. They're very important. Would you agree? You betcha. That is the first audience that comes to our website. The second audience that comes to our website are the Google bots that are coming through and indexing all the pages on your website and deciding which one should rank. Which is more important, audience one or audience two? Yes, yes and yes. Yes and yes. They are both important, right? We have to build our websites with both of these audiences in mind. We have got to get traffic to our website. That is for sure. We have got to have the Google bots knowing how to index our site and how to follow things so that they know where to go. It's a lot like back in the olden days when I was in school and you pulled out the card catalog in the library, right? And you had the index system, you pull out the little wooden box and it had the cards in there that told you where to find what under different categories. That's exactly how the Google bots work. They're gonna follow an indexing system to find what you have on your website. We can create that in how the website is structured by putting in the correct titles and meta descriptions and building your pages with the right information so Google can easily go index your site. Because really, I mean, if I'm weighing them, Google's not paying you money, the client is. We've got to get the traffic there, but then that website has got to be built in such a way that once they're there, we have them. You have like 3 seconds to grab their attention, to shut out the other noise, to convince them that you are the choice that is going to help them with their situation. You have like 3 seconds, right? So we're going to do all these things to drive the traffic there, but it's just as important, maybe more important, that we're able to convert once it gets there. We can force traffic to a website, right? That's what Google Ads is for. You can force traffic. You can pay for traffic to your website if you have to, but you have to have the people that land there that are going to call you up and give you their credit card. You have to have those people. All right. Make sense? All right. Someday we're going to talk about SEO, and I'm going to tell you all the things you need to do to make sure it is like that. Join us on the Inner Circle on Wednesday mornings when we talk about digital marketing. We're going to give you some really specific details on how you can drive that traffic there organically. Okay, trust signals. These are important. And sometimes people put that they're a member of the Better Business Bureau above the scroll. Is that the most important thing to have above the scroll? No. You're proud of it. You've probably worked really hard to earn it. Your IIC certification, most important thing to have above the scroll? No. They do not care. Right? They do not care. So make sure that you are showcasing your trust signals. Get them on your website and get them in multiple places. Get them on your homepage. Get them on your Contact Us page. Get them on your About Us page. You might have them on every single page towards the bottom of the page. They're important. And they're really important to some people, but they're not the most important thing. There is one trust signal, and we're going to talk more about this, that is important enough to be above the scroll. Any guesses? You got it. Reviews. If you have a lot of reviews, if you have great reviews, you're going to want those above the scroll because they are persuasive. Absolutely. Good job. Okay, your domain authority. Let's talk about this. The domain authority is how Google decides how popular your website is. So you can go to semrush.com and for free, you can put in your website address or you can reach out to me and I'll do it for you. We do this on our training when we're talking about this. But you want to know what your domain authority is. This is a popularity score that Google is going to give your website based on 1 to 100. All right? 100s. The 80, 90, the 100s, that's going to be Amazon. That's going to be Wikipedia. That's going to be .gov. That's going to be those type of websites. You don't need to be 80, 90, 100 domain authority, but you don't want to be 6, 7, 8. Make sense? If you are a local company, you should be looking to get your domain authority somewhere in the 20s, right? Once you get it up to the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, what's that telling Google is, hey, I am a trustworthy website. Like, you can trust me, and Google is going to prioritize your rankings. So the higher your domain score, the easier it is for you to rank for keywords that are important. This is really important if you have super competitive keywords. The more competitive your keywords are to rank for, the higher you need to get this domain authority so that you have an advantage. Content strategy. Google's last algorithm update was called the Helpful Content Update. This is a big deal. Google's been telling us for a very, very long time that content is king, right? Content is king. We've talked a lot about having your messaging just right, having great content. Content is king. And the last algorithm update was about helpful content. What Google wants is for anybody that does a search to be able to find exactly what they're looking for. So the better your content can answer anybody's questions, the more likely you are to rank for that subject. That means you're going to need a lot of content. Okay? How do you do that? The best way to put current and relevant and helpful content on your website is by having a blog feature on your website. You can call it news. You can call it whatever you want, right? Some people are like, I don't want to call it blog because that's so boring. But honestly, call it blog. People know what a blog is. They know that's where you go to get information. It's not a big deal to call it that. This is going to be very important to the search engines to have this content on your website, okay? This is also going to give you a place to go write very specific articles. 500 words at least. That gives it just enough content. The more content you can put on, that's fine. But you want to have at least 500 words so there's enough content there. And as much as you can put an answer to a question, you are going to win. All right? How do we search for things? We ask questions. And so if we ask the question on our website, and answer it on our website, it's very, very easy for Google to direct traffic to it. So when you're making your list of content, right, you want to pay attention to the keywords that you're using, but more importantly, you want to just make this list of questions that you know your customers are asking. What are the questions you hear all the time? You should just brainstorm that list, and you should start writing content that answers the questions. Put the questions up there and then write the answers that go with it. Okay, number 9 thing that every website has. You are not done until you do this, right? You are not done until you analyze and adapt your website. That means we're constantly, always working on this. If you haven't put your eyes on your website for a while, go do it. Put your eyes on it, and put your eyes on it as your customer would put your eyes on it. There is a new Google Analytics tool that you want to have put on your website. This is going to tell you where your traffic is coming from, how much traffic you have, if it bounces, how fast it bounces, what pages are the most viewed. The beautiful thing about digital is that we can make data-driven decisions, right? Everything we do, we can have data backing us up if we have the right tools in place. So if you are still using Universal Analytics, it is outdated and it is not giving you good information anymore. You need to make sure that you have Google Analytics 4 installed on your website. You also need to make sure that you're using Google Search Console. Both of those things are free to do and take advantage of, and that is where you're going to get the best information that's going to help you make decisions in all of your marketing. Yeah. Google Search Console. Yeah, thank you. Those things will give you the answers that we want to then go make a marketing plan to drive more traffic to the website so that we can convert more people. Make sense? All right, very good. Regular updates and maintenance. Guess what? Plugins, they get outdated and they break websites. So if you have things on your website, you've got to go in and regularly maintain these. You've got to have a plan to go in and put the updated versions on and do some updates. Links break in websites, and then people get what's called a 404 error. You do not want 404. Did somebody just say yes? I'm sorry. You don't want 404 errors, right? And so just go check it and make sure. This is a great thing. Like, I love to have new people, new team members that have just joined, go in and do a website audit. Like, hey, go take a look at our website, right? And just check. See if all the pages are working. See if there's any broken links. Because what are they doing that whole time? They're learning everything about your business, right? Hey, go read these few blogs on my website. Go check. It's a great thing to put new team members on. Like, what did you learn about us from our website? Let them help you do a little bit of the heavy lifting. They might come back and say, well, this page is broken, and I don't understand what this means, and I couldn't find this. You know what you need to do to keep updating your website. Okay, so what customers are looking for then, this is a Donald Miller quote that I absolutely love, is a clear path that we've laid out that takes away any confusion they might have about how to do business with us. That's the goal of a website, right? We just want to give them a clear path on how they're going to do business with us in the easiest way possible so that it is not hard for them to make that decision to call us. That's the goal of a website. Make it very, very clear. I don't want you to forget to focus on mobile. So when you go check your website, check it on a desktop, and then pull out your phone and check it on your phone. All right? You might have a different experience. The majority of the people coming to your website, regardless of industry, even emergency, doesn't matter. The majority of people coming to your website are coming from a mobile device, whether that's a phone or an iPad. And so you want to go check it on the different devices and see if that experience is the same across the board. Good idea also, if you have forms on your website, once a month, go fill out a test form. Make sure it's getting delivered to you. There is nothing worse than all of a sudden realizing you just lost a whole bunch of leads because your forms didn't get delivered correctly. So do some tests. Put it in your calendar. Assign somebody in your office. Do something so that you're just doing some tests on those forms, making sure they're going to the right people. Okay, one of the things Google really values, because we're impatient and we're demanding and we're all these things, is how fast your site loads. So there is a free thing you can use. It's pagespeed.web.dev that Google offers that will do, it will tell you how fast Google sees your website is loading. What happens if a website doesn't load fast? We bounce. We're out of there. We're impatient and we're demanding. And if your website can't load in like 3 seconds, I'm going to go to somebody else's. So this is a great way to check it. Yeah.
What is a bounce?
A bounce is they come and they leave. They just bounce right off.
What is a click?
A click is they show up on your website and they take some sort of action, right? They click on a phone number. They click on another page. They do something other than just come to the homepage.
What is an open rate?
An open rate. Okay. Now, open rate is usually talking more about email marketing than website. And so an open rate would be like, okay, we sent out a bunch of emails. How many of them actually got opened? Bounce rate also applies in email marketing, right? How many bounced, meaning they didn't open? Go ahead.
So click, they have to land on the website and click something.
That is correct.
Just landing by itself, like clicking on the ad, that does not count as a click.
So if you're talking about clicks for your PPC, for your paid ads, right? Two different things. So let's talk about a click when you're running ads. They click on that, you're going to get charged whatever the cost per click is. They're going to come to your website, right? That's the click in the paid sense. If you are running, because we're talking about paid, I'll just say this really fast. If you are running local service ads or Google guaranteed ads, they're at the very, very top of the search engine results page. Those are not pay-per-click. Those are pay-per-lead. So they can click on those, and they're not going to go to your website. That's one of the few places that is not going to take you to your website. Google is going to have them call you. It's connected to your Google Business profile, not to your website. It's one of the few places. So Google Guaranteed, very top of the page, also called local service ads. Right underneath that, you have pay-per-click ads, both ways that we're going to drive traffic, make our phone ring. Underneath that, you have the Maps pack on a search engine results page. This is, you know, this is how we get directions. This is where we see reviews. That's your maps pack right there, your Google Business Profile. And then underneath that, that's our organic listings. That's where we show up. That's why we do search engine optimization, SEO, so that we can show up in the organic. Those are all places that you're going to show up, tactics you're going to use to drive more website, more traffic to your website, or more calls to your business. Make sense? All right. Do this website, this speed check some point in the next 24 hours. See how you land. They will also give you detailed information on how you can fix it. So you run this report, and it usually, the biggest thing we see is your images are too big or your videos are too large. And so that is the number one thing that slows websites down are those two things right there. The other one is out-of-date plugins. So if you have plugins that have been put in on your website that are out of date. Okay, we're going to speed up just a titch because I want to talk to you for a minute about reviews. We talked about this is something that's important enough it goes above the scroll, right? And if I could choose one thing to talk to you about for ever, I would talk to you about reviews. This makes a difference. You can tell people all day long that you're awesome, but as soon as other people tell them you're awesome, they really believe you, right? There's research out there that says people are as likely to believe, trust a review, than they are somebody they know. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. But it tells you how important it is. If you want a trust symbol on your website, if you want a trust symbol in your marketing, focus on your reviews. It's going to make a big difference. I will share this deck with anybody that wants it because I know we're going to cruise through a couple of things so that we can make up a few minutes of time and give everybody the time that they need up here. Here's what I want you to know about reviews, though. One of the main questions I get asked is, how many reviews should I have? Right? Anybody know the answer to that? How many reviews should you have? Woo, so many answers. So good. Okay, tell me. More than your competitor. Yep. You better have more than your competitor. That means the other thing that's going into your calendar that's homework for you is to go find out how many reviews your competitors have. Put a reminder in there. Every month, you're going to check it out. Every week, whatever you feel like that needs to be. I would do it monthly. Monthly, I would just go check and see how many of my competitors have. Sometimes they do sprints, right? We do this with reviews where we go a really long time and we don't get any reviews, and then all of a sudden we're like all fired up to go get reviews, and you can blink and all of a sudden they can have more than you. You don't want to do that. You want to have just a consistent flow of reviews coming in. You want to systematize how you're asking for reviews, how you're getting reviews, so that you always have current reviews coming in. But keep your eyes on what your competitors are doing because you never want them to win the review game. It's killer. People make decisions on who to use and what to buy based on reviews every single day. So you've got to win the review game. What is the right star rating? That's another big question we get. Should you have 5 stars? You don't have to. Because who is perfect? Nobody. We all know that some people are just going to leave really crappy reviews. Like, everybody knows that. They expect it. If you have five stars, people are going to start asking, are those legitimate? Is that real? So I'm not telling you to go get a negative review. If you have 5 stars, like, you're awesome. I'm so happy for you. Don't just go try to get negative reviews. That's not what I'm saying. But if you don't have perfect 5 stars, you're okay. That's fine. Where you get into trouble is if you start getting in the 4.5 range. That's the line. That's the line where people start to wonder, can I trust you? Are you really the best choice? Should I look around a little bit more? 4.5 is the line. 4.7, you're beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So how would your business evolve if you saw each review as an opportunity for growth? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so important. Yeah. You should respond to every single review, whether it's positive or negative. Yeah. Whether it's positive or negative. You think about it this way, right? Somebody walks up to you and they're like, man, it was so awesome to meet you at this conference. I think you're one of the most phenomenal people I've ever met. What would you do? You'd say thank you. You'd say, hey, thank you. I really appreciated that. You wouldn't just turn around and walk away. We wouldn't do that in real life, but we do that with reviews sometimes. If somebody says something nice, gives you 5 stars, gives you a compliment, man, get in there and reply to that and tell them thank you. You absolutely want to do that because other people are seeing it too. Now, what we are good at is replying to the negative reviews because we got a side of a story to tell, right? Don't ever reply to a review, a negative review, without letting somebody look at it first. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's a bad idea. I'm actually a really big fan of using ChatGPT to reply to my negative reviews. I take the review that was written, tell it what I kind of want. So go reply to them, right? The other thing that's going to happen when you reply to reviews, both good and bad, is you're giving Google more content to index for you. So every time you go put, every time somebody leaves you a review, they just gave Google content, and content is king for Google. So thank you very much for doing that, right? Every time we go reply to it, we're going to do the same thing, and we're going to put some of our keywords that we want people to find us for into those replies. Put your service, put your business name, put your area that they're in, right? All those things, put that into that reply so that now we just have more content that we're giving Google. Good questions, you guys. Very good questions. Okay, reviews are a huge opportunity for growth. One of the opportunities that gets missed on websites, we put our reviews up there, but sometimes they're really old. We're not great at updating them. So there's different widgets that you can use that we can put the we can hard code the information on the back of the website so a widget will come up, right? And it will feed your reviews, your most current reviews, onto your website. I'd really recommend doing that. The other thing that gets missed, the other opportunity that gets missed, is the opportunity to use video testimonials, video reviews on your website. Somebody leaves you a really great Google Business profile review, man, give them a call and say, this was awesome. This made my day. Would you mind if I came out and we put a video together that we could put on our website? If people are really happy with you, they usually will not say no to that, right? We just don't ask. We just don't think to ask. Go make the connection. Go strengthen a relationship. Go ask for the video testimonial and just take your iPhone and record it right on your iPhone. Put a simple video testimonial up. They are true, they are real, they are genuine, and they are persuasive. Right? They are very, very persuasive. Okay, 60% of consumers believe that the number of reviews a business has is crucial when deciding whether or not to do business with you. They will go check your reviews before they go to your website. They really will. And if you don't have as many as your competitor, that will be part of their decision-making process. You've got to have more reviews. Okay, when you add reviews to a really great website that converts, the result is pretty phenomenal, right? You're going to boost the traffic that you're getting. You're going to increase that click-through rate. A click-through rate is when somebody like sees it and then clicks on it, right? That is a click-through rate. That's what we want to have happen. It's going to build trust and credibility. All these things are so important. When we are combining what is happening with reviews and testimonials and we're putting them on our website, so, so, so important. We talked about that. How close am I, Howard? I'm off track on our time. When do you want me to quit here? I know we got behind, and so I didn't have the right time up here. I'm good? Okay, we're going to go. We're going to wrap up. I know we have a lot to accomplish today, and I think we're running a little bit short. So I will share this with you. Here are some things. We talked about the helpful content on your website, right? Google is going to prioritize it, and blogs are going to rank faster than service pages. So if there's a service that you really want to rank for, that you know, hey, if somebody comes to my website looking for this service, this is what I want, you're going to get a ranking for that faster if you use a blog to do it. If you embed a video in that blog, it's going to be even better, right? Take a video, load it up to YouTube, and then embed that on your blog right here. You're going to rank on YouTube now, and you're going to rank in your blog. So it's a great way to really improve your authority. We talked about answering questions. There's a really great book called They Ask, You Answer. I would go put your hands on this. Google Partners Podcast also did a 2-part podcast series on this. You can Google it. It's a few years old now. But the author of They Ask, You Answer did this. And it's all about not being afraid to answer the questions your customers are asking on your website. Customers are demanding, right? Let's give them the information. They're empowered. We know they can pick up their phone 24/7 and find what they're looking for. And so they ask, you answer. You can be the authority in your space when you're doing this on a regular basis. Okay? Okay. Who said that? Yeah. Hundred percent. Yeah. None of these things need to be you, right? You need to oversee the strategy behind it. You need to make sure that things are happening, but they don't need to be you. The blog should not be written by ChatGPT. ChatGPT can write your response to a negative review. ChatGPT cannot write your blog. It can help you with ideas. It can brainstorm things. It can put you on the path to it, but don't let it do the whole thing because Google can identify that artificial intelligence and that language. And so you don't want to do that. When we were doing this training for Inner Circle a couple years ago, we were asked a lot of questions on writing content. How do you write content? How do I help my team know how to write content? And so we put together this blog guide that just gives you lots of different types of content that you can go write, the stuff that you might not just naturally think of. And if you would like that, if you just want to text SEO to that number, we'll just shoot it over to you. It was created specifically at the request of some Inner Circle members that were really getting serious about their content and making some big changes. So be happy to share that with you guys. Okay, remember that a website that converts is not just about looking good. It's about being strategic, intentional, and user-focused at every turn. That's the whole purpose of a website. It doesn't matter how good it looks if it doesn't do these things. And so if you follow those 10 steps, you're on a really great path to being able to have a website that converts. They seem simple, right? But they get overlooked, and we get busy, and making our website is not our priority. Checking our website is really not our priority, right? If you've just finally got a website built, you forget to go back and update it and check it. But you want to keep this user-focused intent at the top of everything you're doing. Is this website answering the questions they have? Is it easy enough to use? Am I doing the things that they need me to do so that I can help them with their situation? Howard and I have talked a lot about this, and we're like, how can we just make this easier? It's one of the most common things we get is, I need a new website, but I don't have a big enough budget. Or I need a new website, I don't have time. I don't know who to trust. I don't know what to do. So we put together a couple packages for you guys today that we're excited to share with you. Whether you are just like, hey, I just need a one-page, I just need a business card, somewhere that they can go that I know I can drive traffic. Or if you're in more of a growth mode and you're like, no, I want a personalized website. I want my logo. I want my branding. I want my colors. I want some content on the pages that are going to answer those questions and do some of this heavy lifting. Or if you're like, I'm ready for this full complete makeover and I really want to get serious about growing my business with a website that converts. We put these packages together and we're really excited to offer them to you. Here's the thing, is I have built thousands of websites. I've audited tens of thousands of websites for people. I've looked at them. I've seen what works. I know what doesn't work. And we have put together the elements, some of the elements we talked about today, plus some other elements we have from websites that just work. They just convert. One of the biggest frustrations when people go to build a website is finding who they know that can do it, that they trust, and the time that it takes. I often hear, I got a new website, I'm really excited about it, but then that's when all the work started, right? Then I had to do all this stuff. Then they needed all this stuff for me. And we realize you don't have time to do all of that. And so we put together a system where we took the most popular, highest converting websites that we have in our library, and we made some options. And so if you decide you're ready for a new website and you want to do this with us, this is what it looks like. And then what you'll do is you'll pick from some different options and be like, this is the look I want, right? It has all those features in it. And in 45 days or less, we're going to have you a new website that's ready to go, that's going to be a website that is set up to convert, okay? We're going to do this without losing sight of who you are and what that messaging looks like. Like, I do not believe things should be cookie cutter at all. I believe it should be unique and it should look like who you are and have your messaging on it. So we've designed a series of Google Forms that we're going to share with you where we put the questions together and all you have to do is answer the questions, right? You can do this when you're laying in bed at night. You can do this when you're in the office. You can do this. You can have somebody in your office do this. But we've designed the questions that have to be answered to have a website that converts put together. And we're going to try to do it in as simple and easy as way as possible for you guys. So that if you need a website, if this is one of the things that's holding you back from reaching your goals, if you're stopping yourself from other marketing strategies because you're not sure if your website is actually going to convert, we want to give you this foundation where you can really, really start to make a difference in your business. It's a great exercise to get clear on who you are and what's important to you as well. Because as you put this together, we're going to include in that some office hours where we'll get on the phone with you. We'll get on the phone in those office hours and we'll answer those questions. If it's like, hey, this is my goal, what does this look like? We'll do it. And then we continue to do our training calls that we do on Wednesday mornings. So if you would like that, you can go straight to that QR code and purchase one of those. I will be around to answer any questions you have. If you're like, I'm not a QR code person, because some people are not, right? If you're not a QR code person, you can just text me directly, and I'm going to give you my cell phone. And that is 208-681-6448. If you're like, I have more questions, right? This is a big decision. I have some questions I want to ask. Text me directly, and I'll find time over the next couple days to meet up with you and answer those questions. Did I have a question? Go ahead. Oh, my number one more time. 208-681-6448.
Are these WordPress websites?
WordPress websites, yeah.
What if it's more than 12 pages? Do you have the packages for, like, you know, 30, 20 pages?
Yep, you bet. That's just going to go up slightly depending on how many pages you want. If you have an e-commerce site, if you are selling a product, right, I want to talk to you separately so that we can get that set up right for you. There's a little bit of a difference in how we set up e-commerce sites so that we can have it just right for you. So you're going to get our special Inner Circle pricing, right? We're going to work that out for you. Those pages are ish-ish pages, right? It's like five-ish. If it's eight, it's eight. 12, if it's 15 or 18, it's 15 or 18. We're going to get you what you need so that you have a website that can go convert and you can grow your business. Thank you so much. I've had such a great time.